Good morning. This is Sakashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisity. Member of Parliament S. Supungmerin Jamil has raised concerns in Parliament over linking the delimitation process with the implementation of women's reservation. Mr. Jamil said, while he supports the objective of reserving seats for women, the reform should not be delayed by procedural conditions like delimitation. He stressed that the women's reservation provisions under the Constitution 106th Amendment Act 2023 must be implemented without postponement. Citing constitutional provisions, he noted that delimitation is to be undertaken only after the first census post 2026, and any premature linkage raises serious concerns. Mr. Jamil also highlighted the need to safeguard political arrangements in the Northeast, including Nagaland, and urged reconsideration or revision of the current approach after wider consultation.
With a special reference to the Northeast regions, for that matter, politically negotiated settlement, two states have to be brought into working arrangements under specially parliamentary representations before the present bill is presented and put to debate.
The state-level Unique Identification Implementation Committee meeting for 2026 was held in Kohima yesterday to review Aadhaar implementation in the state. Chaired by Principal Secretary, Home Department Abhijit Sinha, the meeting was attended by senior officials from the state government and the Unique Identification Authority of India. DDG UIDAI RO Guwahati, Ngachan Zimik, and Director RO Guwahati highlighted key initiatives including expanding Aadhaar enrollment for children, improving coverage in low saturation districts, and conducting mandatory biometric update camps in schools. The committee also discussed digitization of birth registration, Aadhaar seeding for direct benefit transfer schemes, and better data sharing mechanisms. Officials informed that a new Aadhaar Seva Kendra will soon be operational in Dimapur. Principal Secretary Abhijit Sinha urged departments to accelerate enrollment and ensure full coverage of all residents, especially children. The new office building of the Superintendent of Police Tseminyu was formally inaugurated yesterday by MLA and Chairman DPDB Tseminyu Juenga Seb. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Seb expressed gratitude to Chief Minister Nipuriu and Deputy Chief Minister Hom Yenthungo Paton for the timely completion of the project. He also commended their leadership in ensuring a fair and transparent police constable recruitment process, stressing the need to uphold merit-based systems in the state. Director General of Police Rupin Sharma highlighted the limitations of customary laws in certain cases and urged citizens to rely on the state police for effective problem solving. He appealed to the public to build trust in the police and take responsibility by reporting crimes promptly. Smart prepaid electricity meters will soon be installed for all domestic consumers in Zinheboto district. According to a notification issued by the Department of Power, the installation in households will begin after completing the rollout in government offices, industries and commercial establishments. The initiative is being implemented in line with Government of India Gazette notifications and directives. The department has appealed to the public to cooperate with officials during the installation process and warned that any obstruction or disturbance during the exercise may attract penalties under relevant provisions of the law. A consultative meeting on the Nagaland State Urbanization Strategy 2025-2050 was held yesterday at the DC's Conference Hall in Chimkidima. The meeting was organized by the District Urban Development Office under the Department of Urban Development with participation from district administrations of Dimapur, Newland and various line departments. Additional Director of Urban Development, Petevilie Katsu, said the department is formulating a comprehensive strategy for 2025-2050 with Northeastern Development Finance Corporation Limited as the nodal agency. He further added that 12 towns have been identified as potential urban centers for the study, which includes Kohima, Dimapur, Chimkidima, Zinheboto, Newland, Twensang, Mon, Melori, Mogokchen, Tuli, Jaluke, and Bhandari. He emphasized the importance of planned and sustainable urban development and called for active participation and inputs from all stakeholders. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.